Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo, Daf Dalad, Noiz Vodr edition, Perek Rish in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ma sheyilku al chalosom dvar Torah. So what is this referring to? We learned that if you take all the minim, all the types that are chayav and chalo, all the different grains that are chayav and chalo, and you put them together, so then you are obligated in chalo. Says the Gemara, is that a deraiso or derabanan? We know that a deraiso, we have a din that we have botel beroif. When you have a majority and a minority, the minority is canceled in the majority. So you have over here different types of grain, different types of doughs. And the question is it chayav b'chal a deraiso? Or he's saying, minatoyro, the whatever is more than the other cancels the minority. And you don't really have here the enough dough to create to have a chiyuv of challah. Says the Gemara, Rab Yoina b'shem Shmuel, Rab Yosi, Rav Avoh, b'shem Lakish, ein loikim a chalos on dvar Torah. He says, according to Rish Lakish, midoraisa, you don't have here an obligation of challah. It cancels each other, and you say that the mute is batal. Omar v'yakob ha'achor, b'shem Lakish kedaitim. B'shem Lakish goes l'shitosei, that he holds that the bitul works with the eraisa. What do we see? The palgun, there's a machlekes. Hapigu ve'anoisar sheshachakon. Well, one took two pieces of zeis. If you eat it, one is chayav in it, an isser, it's a lav. Pigul anoisar, it's a kazais of pigul, which means a korban, that the koyin had a wrong thought. And anoisar, which was left over after the amount of time that the korban needs to be eaten. So these two kazaisim, one is chayav in it. He takes a pigul, takes an oyser, and he mixes them together. He grinds them, shochakan, and he mixes them. So now you have pigul and oyser mixed together. They don't cancel each other. And now you have here still two lavim. Shlokish says, no. One of them is more than the other. It's mevatel the other. I don't know which one is more. I don't know which one is more, so one of them is canceling the other. You can't. You don't have here a real lav because you don't have here a good asura. Asura means you have to have a warning. That the Eidi would come and say, I'm warning you not to do this because you're going to be over this isser. In this case, we don't know which isser is usser. The majority of the isser is canceling the minority of the isser. I don't know which one is here and which is not. So there's no asura and there's no real isser over here. So you see, according to Rish Lakish, the roiv cancels the mute. Omar b'yisi v'loy damin. Says the b'yisi, it's not the same thing. Taman omar zeh asur v'zeh asur. There, it's two isurim. Rabbi Yechon holds that one Isra cannot cancel another Isra. But here, before you have a challah, it's already the two doughs, the two grains are canceling the other grain. It became mevutal before it became an Isra. What is Gemara saying over here? That even though Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish argue, when you have two Isurim, that's only by Isurim. So there Rabbi Yechon is arguing Rish Lakish, it says that Isra is not canceling the other. It's a special din by Isser, the one does not cancel the other. But if it's not an Isser, before the obligation of Challah, the doughs cancel each other, Rabbi Yochanan will agree with the Shlokish that there is a bitul, Yinachad and Challah midoraisa. Says the Gemara, Ilu Omar Osa, Chamesh Isiyos Bechamesh Benim. Another use we have here is Ilu Echod Oso, Chamesh Isiyos Chamesh Benim. If one did five doughs from five different types of grain, and he was already obligated in Challah, and then he mixes them together. And there, Omar Rishon Lakish ain't loikim b'chaloson dvar Torah. If that's what you hear from Rishlokish, then yois, then you write Rishlokish l'shitosu, because then you already have answer. I already have five doughs. Each one has obligation of chalo. And then you go, you mix them up, and you say one cancels each other after the answer. That's Rishlokish l'shitosu. But in our case, that we're talking about the before the obligation, they're already mixed together. Then it's not a machlokish Rishlokish. Rishlokish will agree with Rishlokish. So now the Gemara mentioned the idea of the majority canceling the minority. So the Gemara brings Hila Zokanah Koyrich Shloshto Kechos. In Pesach, we know that's the Koyrich that we have in Leila Seder. What did Hila Zokanah do? He took Pesach, Matzo, and Mor, and put them together like a sandwich, and he ate them. He mixed them together. Says the Gemara Davdal Mubeis, Oma Abirchanon Chalukim Alila Zokim. Says Abirchanon, the Rabbanon argued Hila Zokanah, because according to Rabbanon, one cancels each other. So I don't have your Pesach Matzah Mor. Meaning, even though we saw before that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Isurim don't cancel each other, But mitzvahs do cancel each other. So if I have here two mitzvahs that one is majority, one is minority, one is cancel each other, I don't have the mitzvahs. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan Korach Matzah Mara, Rabbi Yochanan, we know in his Leila said that he also put the Matzah and Mara together. And if he holds that one cancels the other, how do you do that? So the Gemara, there's a difference. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Hillel HaZoker who didn't tie Beis HaMikdash. That there it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Rabbi Yochanan, you can't do that because one cancels each other. But today that's not the time of the Mikdash, and the Chiv is only the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan holds that today Matzah and Mara are the Rabbanon, so that we don't say that one cancels each other. Says the Gemara, Afilu Teimar, Kamna Kamna Shas HaMikdash, even if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is even the entire Beis HaMikdash you put Matzah and Mara together, there's a difference between Rabbi Yochanan did and Rabbi Yochanan said about Hillel. Shnei Dvarim Rabim Al Echod Mivatli Moisoi. By Hillel, he put three things together. Pesach, which is the Korban, Matzah and Mara. Two things cancel one. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Hillel HaZaken, you can't have three things when two or more than the third and they cancel each other. But if it's only two things, so then maybe Rabbi Yochanan will agree the one does not cancel the other. And then Rabbi Chaim explains because he would make sure to have two kazesim, exactly, and there would be mitzam, so it was able to be mechamen, to do a shir, which is exactly a kazais. Kazais a matzah, kazais a mara, and they don't cancel each other. But we have three things, even if you make sure that each of one of them is exactly kazais, but by definition, each two are canceling the third. Says the Rabbi Yisrael Lazar says it regarding Rabbi Yochanan, Kashen She'ein Yisrael Vatlim Zed Zed, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Yisrael don't cancel each other, Kach Ein HaMitzvahs Mevatel Zed Zed. Mitzvahs don't cancel each other. Meaning he's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan that said they certain cancel each other, but now mitzvahs says no, even mitzvahs don't cancel each other, and that's the pshat in Hillel HaZaken. Says the Gemara now, Gemara brings the following complicated case. Rabbi Shua Deroim Yaboy, he asked the following question. Also Esau Mechamesh Yasamini, he did one dough made out of five different types of grain. But we said before that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you say they're not really chayav chalam in deraisa, because before the Isra happened, two cancel the one, meaning from the five grains, they cancel each other, and there's no chal. The chazav also chamesh isiyos mimin echod. Then he went, and he did five different doughs, each one from a different type of grain. The ivri, he took these five doughs, each one from a different grain, and he mixed them with that sixth dough, which is mixed up of all five grains. Chitin shibo ma'a shivato chitin shiboi. So the way Rabbi Chaim explains it, the bitul here means the opposite of a bitul. Meaning, you have the dough of wheat is chav and chal. The dough of barley is chav and chal. Now it's mixed up with another dough, which is not chav and chal. But that dough is combined from five different types of grain. Do we say the wheat pulls out the small piece of wheat, which is in the sixth dough? And the dough of barley pulls out the small piece of barley, which is in the mixed dough, and so on and so forth for all five meaning. And because each one of these doughs is chayav and chala, so then it will pull the piece of dough, that which is mixed up of all the different grains, which is now not chayav and chala, and it will make that obligated in chala, because it's going to pull it out. So Rav Chaim explained, the Gemara understood that each one of these doughs that we spoke about doesn't have a shear. And if it doesn't have a shear, it's not chayav and chala yet. The Gemara understood, only once you mix it up with that sixth dough, that's when you have a shear. So well, before he mixed it up, it's already canceling each other. So the one dough cancels already each other. The other five are not chayav and chala. And we say before the Easter starts, everybody agrees that the beetle works. So the beetle's already done. So why should it be obligation chala? Says the word, Lotzucho Deloy. It's an expression in the Yerushalmi. It's like one of the Gersaras here says, Lotzucho Do Elo. In other words, Deloy means the case is what? Also, Chamesh Yisiris Mechamesh Minim. He did one dough, which is a mixture of the five different grains. Each one of the grains doesn't have a shear, and he made one dough out of that. Continues the Gemara in Daf Heim Udalev, Vechozov also Chamesh Yisiris Mechamisho Velo Yervan. And then he did five doughs from each one of the grains. And he did not mix them up, and each one will be obligated in chala. Meaning each one has a shear. Chitit shekan, ma shivato chitit shekan. Does the wheat in the obligated chala, obligated dough which is chav and chala, does it pull the wheat which is in the dough which is not obligated in chala? V'sarim shikar ma'ashivatu sarim shikar. And does the barley dough pull the barley which is in the mixture? Meaning the Gemara comes and explains the previous question. That's how Rav Chaim explains the sugya. That the difference between what we understood before and what the Gemara says right now is we do have kashir. You have five doughs, each one has a shear. You have a dough of wheat, a dough of barley, a dough of spelt, a dough of shibol shul. Each one is chayav and chala. And already the obligation of chala is already here. And then you mix them with the mixture one, which is not chayav and chala. So because there's already obligation of chala, does it pull out a small piece of wheat, barley, etc., to make that chayav and chala as well, or not? Do we say the mixture already canceled the chala from the mixture, and therefore there's no obligation of chala? Or we say it's like a chayzer veneer. Once the chiyuv chala of wheat is here, so it brings back to life the chiyuv chala on the small piece of wheat, which was not chav before. And the Gemara stays with the question, does not answer this suffix. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi chala daf dalet.